This is the Composer's Datebook for November 27th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1972, almost two decades after its premiere, Erich Wolfgang Korngold's Symphony in F-sharp received its first successful concert performance by the Munich Philharmonic led by Rudolf Kempe. A recording was made with the same performers, supervised and produced by the composer's son, George Korngold. Korngold had died in 1959, so he was not able to enjoy the eventual success of this major work. He completed his symphony in 1950, and its Austrian radio premiere in 1954 had been a disaster. As the composer himself put it, the performance, which was an execution in every sense of the term, took place under the most unfavorable conditions imaginable, with inadequate rehearsals and an exhausted and overworked orchestra. Korngold had become an American citizen during the 1940s and dedicated his symphony to the memory of America's wartime president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. The post-war European premiere of his symphony came at a time when shifting tastes in music made Korngold's late romantic style seem hopelessly old-fashioned to many critics of the day. More Korn than Gold was one dismissive appraisal of his style. These days, Korngold's music, including his symphony, make more frequent, better played, and eagerly welcomed appearances on concert programs. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.